It's News Radio Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. My name is Craig Heinzman, filling in for the one and the only Andrew McKay, who we can only hope is getting some rest, some much-needed rest. He is one of a kind, and let me tell you, filling in for him is all are always big shoes to fill. I guess is always. I don't know. There's two shoes, so I suppose that's the same. But we're glad to have everybody with us this morning. Yesterday was interesting. We had a few press conference and a couple of meetings, especially about the Fricker Center, talking about Pensacola moving forward with the DOGE meeting that's happening tomorrow. And mayor says, hey, we're ready for DOGE. We're fine. And I like that response. I think that's whenever you get confronted with something and someone comes in and says, hey, we're going to come in, we're going to audit you, we're going to take a look at your books, we think there's some stuff going on. The confidence of the mayor to say, come on in. We have nothing to hide. We're good to go. And he points out that the millage rate hasn't changed in 31 years, but the property taxes have increased dramatically. Well, it's true. 1994 was the last time that we had a millage rate change in the city of Pensacola. In fact, the millage rate is down 15% from that point in time, but that revenue continues to increase. Why is that? Well, it's because basically it's the housing market. I mean, if you were downtown Pensacola in 1994, you kind of understand that it's way different than it is now. It is not the same place. When the stadium went in and things kind of started to kick back into life. Because, I mean, I was 1994. I was in high school. I was at Woodham High School. Go Titans. And, you know, it 5 o'clock, downtown Pensacola shut down. It was done. You say, oh, okay, nothing to do. Let's go to Cordova Mall, University Mall, depending on where you were at the time. But you certainly weren't downtown. That's for sure. And now, of course, downtown is happening. It's lively. There's so much more renovation happening. There's so many more people moving in to that area. And with that changes the housing market. So, no, you know, it's kind of both people can be right at the same time. There's a 70% increase in, you know, this income. We're still falling $20 million short, which is absolutely astounding to me. That we can just easily pull that money out of Pensacola Energy. Natural gas must be doing really, really well, which is awesome. It's great that we have that we can fill that gap without raising the millage rate, raising taxes in the city. But there is a $20 million gap between how much is funded through the taxpayer dollars and how much the city spends keeping the city safe, which, of course, it's the fourth, I think it was one of the top five safest cities in America, and we want to keep that going. So, basically, this is the Florida version of don't blame me, don't blame me, blame Zillow. That when the housing prices increase, obviously the taxes increase, and then when those taxes increase, your revenue increases. And so, if you look at the estimated value of a house, 1994, downtown in the Pensacola area, the median price of a house in 1994, $79,000, which shocks me as someone who bought my first house. Golly, I'm old now, but I was in my 20s when we purchased our first house. And if it weren't for some guy who we cannot find to this day. So we was an Adams Home model out in Pace. We didn't have a whole lot of money, but it was $1,000 down to buy the house. And we didn't have $1,000. And the guy that was our sales guy, it's like, listen, I will front you the $1,000 if you buy the house. We'll pay it back at closing. And I said, yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that. So let's go. And we bought a house, but it wasn't $79,000. I can promise you that. But so that was the median value of a house in Pensacola, 1994, that same house, exact same house right now, is $320,000. That's the same, it's the same value, same house. And so no, the millage rate of 4.2895 mils, which there's this weird math that goes into millage rates. I would recommend looking it up if you really want to figure it out. It's basically constitutes the $4.29 in tax for every $1,000 of assessed value. That's the millage rate. So however, 4.2895 mils, that's $4.29 for every $1,000 of assessed value. So that property that was $79,000 back in 1994 is paying in 1994 $340 bucks a year in taxes. That's how much they're paying. So it's not, no, there's not a millage rate increase, but that same house. So if I bought, if I've been living in that house generationally, and this is one of the conversations that came out with the Fricker Center is, you know, let's talk about gentrification. Let's talk about, you know, historically black neighborhoods. And let's talk about how, when we continue to raise the property value and we continue to raise the house value, which everyone, I want my property value to raise. I want it to go. I'd like it to be higher than I bought it for. But when you own the house outright, when it's been in your family since the 50s and, you know, you don't owe anything on it and you're on a fixed income, you know, $400 a year, I can cover $400 a year. Now it's $1,400 a year. That's it's four times what it was to stay in the house. And when we do talk about affordable housing in Pensacola, and we talk about that in this community, one of the things we have to address is not just the house as it is. We have to address the keeping people in the house. But we're going to get to that in a second. I know we've got to go to a few commercials here, and we'll be back shortly.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you own a business, chances are you did not get into that business because you love managing employee benefits and payroll and HR. Probably that stuff gives you the, yeah, like it's not fun to think about. You got into business to what? Build computers or service cars or handle landscaping or, you know, whatever it is you do. And then as your business grows and you have employees and you have to deal with this stuff, and by have to, I mean have to. It's not fun. But you want to make sure to take care of your people. Give them the best health, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance that you can, right? At the best prices. That's where Torgerson Causey comes in. They're good at this. In fact, kind of weirdly, they like this stuff. They went into business to do the thing that you kind of hate doing because they like it, they're good at it, and trust me, having used them now for about 4 years, Cat Country and News Radio, we've been using them since 2021, they have been fantastic. They gave us plans we didn't have before, choices we didn't have before, better customer service than we ever imagined. Torgerson Causey, more than 20 years helping local businesses like yours. Give them a call today for a no-obligation review, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly,
JP with the perfect song choice. I love it. That's good stuff. Because yeah, yesterday seemed to be a better way to live for some of us, and then for you know, but it as we continue to grow as a community, as Pensacola becomes the place that we all hoped it would, there are the growth issues that come with that. There are the situations that we have to deal with. One of those is we talk about affordable housing, and I know there's this huge push to talk about affordable housing. Of course, you know, number one is what is affordable? I think the definition of affordable housing is $125,000. I'm completely off on that. It might be. So if somebody wants to let me know, 850-437-1620. You can do that. But we are here. I should probably say who we are. News Radio 92.3, 1620. My name is Craig Heinzman, one of the pastors at Marcus Point Baptist Church, filling in for Andrew McKay. My job on the regular is to connect with our community, see how we can make it a better place to live, to work, to worship. I also oversee the Sportsman's Night Out event happening in just a few weeks at the Pensacola Bay Center on September 11th. Normally it's in August. Now it's in September. September 11th, of which Cat Country and News Radio, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 1620 are sponsors of. So we're always excited to have them a part of this massive event. Tickets on sale, sportsmansnightout.com. Now, getting back into it, we're talking through the millage rate, talking through that we haven't seen a millage rate increase since 1994, but the houses have quadrupled in value since 1994. And so the amount of taxes being collected, much higher than it was. That's part of the gentrification issue that we see in the downtown area. And that is also sometimes what's driving certain people out of their homes. I think that's something that has to be addressed as we look at affordable housing. How do we keep people that own their homes in their homes? I know that's the reason why our governor's kind of been hitting on the property tax issue. He does not really want to see that property tax here, especially for homesteaded properties, for properties that are owned outright. I know that it seems odd that my parents and my in-laws, they own properties outright. They've paid them off over the years, and now they're kind of renting them from the government every year. And when that price goes up, when that estimated value of the house goes up, then you're going to naturally see an uptick in that bill, and it's going to push some people out. And that was part of the concern with the Fricker Center renovations that happened. Now, guys, this is one of those issues where I feel for Mayor Reeves. I really do. We had the center that we had to shut down because honestly, it was basically a condemned building. No one should have been playing in that space. It was not a good space. It was not safe. There was no way to really fix it cost effectively. And so over there, basically in the East Hill area, we had to shut down that center. And the name of it is eluding me right now. But the Fricker Center is another place that needs those renovations. It's got to happen. And so there's these grant fund dollars that have come out, and we're going to do a senior center, and there's going to be kitchen facilities, and there's going to be classrooms and restrooms and a computer lab and health education. And there's all this really cool stuff that's going to be happening in this space. There were some calls. People want a walking track, which we were going to get into walking a little bit later. And some of the funny things that have just come out about basically the health benefits of fast walking, not regular walking. But you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. If I don't do anything, the facility is going to fall into disrepair, and we can't continue. Then it seems like we're not supporting the community. But yet he goes to the meeting. We have the meeting. We talk about all the stuff. The grant's been found. We're getting it ready. And now all of a sudden, well, we can't improve on this building necessarily because it goes back to gentrification. of the black communities. Again, I think it's a problem. I think we do have to figure out a solution to this. But if the Fricker Center is, it's either it's going to get repaired, it's going to get upgraded, or it's not. And you can't complain if it doesn't get upgraded and then turn around and complain if it does get upgraded. I do think that in Pensacola, a lot of times, that is a kind of our modus operandi. We're going to complain about, I remember back when the Wahoo Stadium was being built, or even being proposed. My wife worked for Quint Studer at the Studer Group, and we were behind the project. We were like, man, this is going to be good, especially because this is basically vacant, unused wasteland in downtown Pensacola, and we've got a guy who says, hey, I want to go in. I want to make it better, and I want to improve on it. So we went around knocking door to door trying to get people to sign petitions. Hey, we want to put this on the ballot. We want to make this happen. And I was shocked at the number of people like, I just don't want anything to happen today. You know, going, why? Why do we not want the improvement? Why do we not want to see the city strive? Now, of course, looking back, I don't think anyone can say that was a really bad decision. Yes, it's caused some of these issues that we're seeing now. We're seeing property values rise. We're seeing, you know, taxes rise. But we're also seeing the rejuvenation of our downtown area. And so there's trade-offs with all things. So I feel for the mayor right now. I really do. I think he's doing a great job in a lot of areas. He's really striving to make things happen. I think the Doge team's going to come in. They're probably going to find a couple of things because they're going to feel like they have to. But overall, the skyrocketing value of houses in Pensacola has been the reason that we're seeing the tax rate that we're seeing. And I think that's pretty evident when you look at everything. And I hope that the Fricker Center goes off. All the upgrades benefit the community in the long run. I want that to happen for everybody. Either you're talking through all these new ideas, all these new proposals, and they're different, and it's scary sometimes for different. I know East Hill skate park's coming in, you know, and now all of a sudden, hey, we don't want that. Maybe move it a little bit further to the west side. We don't necessarily. It scares us to have skaters in the area. I don't know. I see there's one in town. My thing is, I was in Gulf Breeze for like 3.5 years, working at a church in Gulf Breeze, and there's a skate park in Gulf Breeze, in Gulf Breeze proper. And if you know anything about Gulf Breeze, and we'll get to talk a little bit later with Lisa Newell from Gulf Breeze News, but if you know about Gulf Breeze, they are real particular about how that community is run and who's in there and what's going on. And that skate park has been there, man, I mean, at least 25 years at this point in time, and no issues whatsoever. So I don't think skate parks as a general rule are a problem. I understand they can come with some, I think especially back in the 90s, skate parks seemed to be a little bit different than they do today. You know, back in the 90s, it was graffiti and it was, had a different connotation to it, but today it's definitely a cleaner environment for that. And for getting exercise. And exercise is so vitally important. You know, we talk about longevity. We talk about how do we make ourselves live longer, be more active. Well, fast walking just 15 minutes a day extends your life. And what's interesting, this is a study that just came out in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine finds that fast walking just 15 minutes a day can cut your risk of premature death by 20%, delivering many of the same benefits of often city-guided 150 minutes of moderate exercise, of often cited 150 minutes of exercise per week. And so fast walking, slow walk, about if you fast walk 15 minutes per day, 20% lower risk of premature death. You slow walk 3 hours per day, you're only dropping 4%. Have you ever fast walked, JP? Do you know what like fast walking is?
Not fast walking. I used to be a marathoner, though.
Oh, were you a marathoner?
Yeah.
See, my son is a runner. Like, he is a, one day he woke up and he said, hey, I'm going to go for a run. And I was like, great. And he came back, he goes, yeah, I just finished a half marathon. Like, to where? We live in cantonment. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, I ran to the Winn-Dixie and back. I was like,
from zero to marathoning.
Love yeah, it. Right. And he's now cross country at Tate. He's doing great stuff. But man, if I'm running, you better start running because something is coming after me because I am not running unless something is on my tail. So we're going to be back here in a little bit more, talk a little more about the about running, about fast walking, and a little bit more.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. There were protests in Washington, D.C. overnight after the White House said the number of National Guard troops would ramp up.
Now, there's been some pushback, to put it mildly, from residents of the nation's capital over the increased muscle. One man threw his sandwich at a federal agent. He was chased down and has been charged with felony assault. The suspect, 37-year-old Sean Dunn, called the federal agents fascists before launching that sandwich.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, President Trump warning of severe consequences if Russian President Vladimir Putin doesn't agree to end the war this week. But if Friday's meeting goes well.
And we'll have a quick second meeting between President Putin and President Zelensky and myself if they'd like to have me there.
He says it's at that meeting where any peace deal could be reached. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 78 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning. We'll get our forecast here in just a few minutes. Escambia County cutting the ribbon today at Brownsville's First Library. That's on West DeSoto Street. The library housed in an 8,000-square-foot facility. It's the old Masonic Lodge. Includes a library, cafe, and multi-use space for community events. The facility will offer high-speed internet access and educational resources for the community, and the ribbon cutting is scheduled this morning at 11 a.m. A motorcycle rider has died after a crash in Pensacola yesterday, happened at Barrancas and G Street. PPD said the vehicles involved were going in opposite directions on Barrancas when a truck made a left turn in front of the motorcycle. The rider died at the scene. Police say they don't have any information on pending charges related to the accident. The investigation into that is ongoing. Well, city officials getting ready for a state audit. The newly formed DOGE team looking into the city's books starting on Monday. They'll be examining several areas of the city budget. Mayor D.C. Reeves says he's not all that worried about it.
We have an aligned vision with the state of Florida that we're certainly confident in doing our best to use the taxpayer money wisely.
And Reeves said that while there could be differences of opinion on some items between the city and the state, he is confident they'll pass the audit with no issues. Reeves said the city has a balanced budget, a high bond rating, and always has, and also said he was looking forward to working with the DOGE team next week. Well, a local casting company is on the lookout for female soccer players.
Want to be in the movies? Now's your chance. Goldman Casting needs movie extras for an upcoming project. The Mobile-based company is looking for experienced female soccer players, ages 12 to 35. Shooting begins August 20th. If you're interested, email goldmancastingsubmit@yahoo.com. Good luck. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. A woman has been named the 2025 Florida Python Challenge Ultimate Grand Prize winner. Taylor Stanberry is her name. 4 feet, 11 inches tall and single-handedly wrangled a record number of giant invasive Burmese pythons to take the $10,000 prize.
Our competitors this year removed 294 pythons from the Everglades, which is the most of any of our python challenges so far, of which 60 were removed by this year's ultimate grand prize winner.
And that is the FWC's Sarah Funk. She gave the check to Stanberry yesterday and said every competitor was a champion for conservation. It is 534, News Radio, 92.3 right now, 78 degrees in Pensacola, 80 reported in Gulf Breeze, and we've got 77 in Milton. Our next news is at 6. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. YouTube has begun testing a new feature that it says will predict a user's age. The company said the new feature, which uses artificial intelligence, will automatically determine if someone is under 18. YouTube said the feature is intended to provide better protection for younger users. Amazon is now rolling out a service where its Prime members can now order their blueberries and milk at the same time as basic items like batteries and t-shirts and get them within hours. The retail giant added that customers in more than 1,000 cities now have access to fresh groceries with its free same-day delivery service on orders over $25 for Prime members, with plans to reach over 2,300 cities and towns by the end of the year. Cisco beat by a penny on earnings and reported revenue that was slightly above projections. The forecast for the new fiscal year was about in line with estimates. CEO Chuck Robbins touted more artificial intelligence-related orders from major web companies. Futures are currently mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 463. That's your money now.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones. Whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming, we want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Craig Heisman sitting in for Andrew McKay here at News Radio 1620, 92.3 on your FM dial. Glad to have you with us today. We are getting into some of the weeds of some of the news. Malcolm Young Gym was the name of the gym that was shut down over at, in the East Hill area. And we were talking a little bit about the East Hill skate park that had been proposed. And, of course, now is meeting with that ever-growing sense of dread that happens sometimes in Pensacola when you suggest a change. I think the only change that everybody in Pensacola would really love to see is a Trader Joe's. I mean, you could announce a Trader Joe's probably anywhere in the city and people would be like, yes, that's a great idea. Because the Costco was a problem. I mean, the Costco's an issue. And I know it's not in the city, it's in the county, but it is right down the street from my house. I know it's going to drive me broke. I understand that. It is. I already have a membership, and I drive to Mobile to go get stuff from Costco every now and then. You never walk in without spending way more money than you expect. But I'm going, the building that it's in, the area it's going to be basically taking over, it's relatively decrepit. It's not anything that we, you know, should be saving. It's nothing historic. There's no real major issue with it, but yet it was just, the wheels seem to be slow and slow and slow. So there is always a little bit of pushback, but there's this East Hill safe spot, skate spot, safe spot, skate spot. And this is Upward Intuition, the same folks that behind the Blake Doyle Skate Park downtown, which you haven't been to. It's really, really cool. It's right across from the Pensacola, the PPD station. We'll have Mike Woods on in a little bit, maybe get his take on the skate park. It's a small footprint. It's basically in Cordova Square. It's a 2.5 acre East Hill Park across from the old Sacred Heart Hospital on North 12th and Gonzales. Now, if you've ever been over there, it's just basically an open green space. There's nothing out there in that park. There's a small playground in the back of the park, but everything else is just open green space. The problem that I see with it as a parent who used to have a kid at MB Cook Elementary is that's basically the only place they got to go and do rec, and they would do like a running track. So I think Upward, if you're listening and this still moves forward, I would say, hey, put a little running track around that bad boy and allow those kids to have that. That would be great. But there were concerns with the loss of the open green space, the park's current use for school play, like I said, and community events, and the questions of the maintenance responsibility, which is obviously the park's issue, is something, again, that Mayor Reeves is addressing. He is working towards making the parks upgraded and safer across the entire community. But, you know, a couple East Hill Christians alumni and a staff member said by taking away that green space, you're kind of taking away from what we've been using for a long time. But then at the same time, Andy Prince from Upward says we have a huge skate community here, and this is a safe way for them to get access that's easier for them. And then someone else, another resident, said, it's on the Parks and Rec board, said, let's do it in the west side of the city. East Hill has an abundance of beautiful parks. And that is true. I mean, if you've gone to East Hill, there is a park around every corner, and that's not even a joke. I mean, there are parks everywhere. There's no skate park. And again, I think we're talking PJ, not JP, play glory days coming in and talking about how, you know, back in the day, the skate park had its a different moniker. It felt different. It looked different. It's not the same as it is today. If you go down to the Doyle skate park, you're not going to see any of the stuff that we expect or we think about when I think the underpass of a freeway graffitied up, you know, all these kids just sitting around smoking pot and, you know, skateboarding. That's not the way it is anymore. And we're going to talk a little bit later in the show, especially when we get to our frivolous topic, about our generation, this generation, expectations we should have with this generation, because I was having this conversation with my kids recently about that. And sometimes we have to realize it's not this. We're not in the same community. We're not in the same period as we were. Now, we've talked about a couple of things here specifically in the city. Escambia County is going to be buying out flood-prone homes with FEMA funds. They're going to use the Hazardous Mitigation Grant Program to purchase and demolish repeatedly flooded homes. Let's see, they have to be. There's two Lilfair estate homes One cantonment property as the latest to be bought, totaling over $730,000. The program takes years due to the funding cycle, but it's only permanent fix for it. But it's the only permanent fix for some homeowners. I believe it has to be flooded twice within either within a year or within a couple of years. And this is a neat program because what they'll do is they'll turn those into, again, parks. Like the house in Cantonment, I know, is going to be turned into a park area. And I had not heard of this program before. Never. I didn't even know it existed, but it makes a lot of sense. If you live in a place where it's flood prone, it's going to happen over and over again. It's almost a better thing for the county and for the insurance companies and for you to go, you know what, maybe I'll just sell this and get out. And I'll sell it for, you know, face value for the value of the home. Again, we talked a little bit last 30 minutes about home values. But the great thing about it is these guys are getting out of that floodplain area and they're getting full value for their house. Let's go to some commercials and we'll come back here in just a few minutes.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, so we've got a new advertiser on the program, and I'm so excited about them because I think it can really solve a problem for you. Hopefully you don't have, but that we will all as homeowners have eventually. If you need a new roof, who do you call? Well, it's hard to know, right? Because it's just, I mean, this is a difficult thing to figure out. Quality Roofing Solutions. Brian Ward, the owner, I sat down with him the other day and met him and toured their facility and saw the warehouse. They actually built a warehouse because when they were dealing with Sally, they ran into some logistical trouble and, you know, couldn't get certain things, and they thought, well, let's avoid that problem in the future. Let's create a warehouse so that we have the resources we need. We've got a bunch of jobs going on all around town. Let's create mobile distribution centers and vans so that we can basically bring products to our guys working in the field, and then we can scan everything in and out from the van so that we have inventory control so we know exactly what things were used on every single project based on the scan. I mean, that level of attention to detail and logistical improvement makes them very efficient, but also they're just persons. You know, they're here in the community supporting local youth sports, supporting local charitable organizations like Art Gateway, and just trying to do whatever can be done to be good citizens in the community. 777-0961 or qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in today at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Craig Heinzman, community pastor at Marcus Point Baptist Church, sitting in for Andrew McKay, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And we were talking through, again, some of the stuff just happening all around the city. It seems like it's a very busy week for the city, especially as the mayor continues to try to move forward in plans to expand and make it more profitable and a better place to live and to work. And one of the things that they're talking about is the fact that our port, I don't know if you've never had a chance to actually look at the port, be around the port, it's a really interesting, I got a tour with Leadership Pensacola. It's really interesting to get to tour it. Of course, now with American Magic there and with some of the changes that are coming to the port, we'll have some a little bit of public access that'll allow you to see it. And of course, there's Portside Pickle right now. You can go play pickleball out there. I thought that was going to be inside. It is not. It is outside. And whoo, the other day I was down there doing a ferry ride with my wife's company, and I looked over there and I saw that, and I'm going, that's just too hot. I've not played pickleball much. I've played it like once or twice. I'm afraid I'll like it if I get into it. And I just really don't want to have to exercise. So that's my goal, is to, you know, we talked about fast walking earlier. if you've never looked up Olympic speed walking, I recommend the lookup. It's a thing. It's a sport. It's an actual sport, and it's really hard to do. I did that for a skit that I had to study it for a skit a long time ago and learn how to speed walk, and it is incredibly difficult. But anyway, back with the port. So the port, Pensacola's downtown port, is running out of space. Mayor D.C. Reeves and Port Director Lance Scott is pushing for an inland port north of downtown linked by road and rail to store goods and supply manufacturing. The city's applying for a Triumph Gulf Coast funding to buy the land, which the location has been kept under wraps. So that's the cool. Now I want to be Google Maps sleuth at this point in time. So we got to, it's got to be, apparently it's around the city. It's close to, I don't know if it's in the city limits, because they said it's near or in or around. And it's got to have access to road and rail. But the goal is, if you've been down to the port, it is completely it's completely locked. There's nowhere else that we can basically put anything else to expand that port. And we want to expand the port. You go over to Mobile, you go to some of these places, and you've got all this incredible stuff happening in these locations because they have a very large and active port. There's shipbuilding. I mean, the USS America is there. And there's so many cool things that can happen in those ports. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that happens with debris, and it's a porty look. This is a way to have those benefits, but yet not to keep downtown thriving, to keep downtown growing in its both the residential and in some of the restaurants and those kind of things. So the way to think about it is, basically, if the downtown port is the airport terminal, then an inland port is the rental car lot. So they're going to take all the crowd and say, okay, we're going to take, this is the ancillary stuff that doesn't have to be done right at the water. We can take it and we can move it so that we can keep the terminal flowing. So basically the port now becomes the air, you know, you're just basically boarding the plane and flying out. But we're staging everything before that. And again, the Pensacola downtown footprint is so small, surrounded by a growing urban core, and that inland site would allow for that expansion. It is something that has been successful in other areas. So Greer Inland Port, which connects by rail to the Port of Charleston, which is 212 miles from the Greer Inland Port. It specializes in BMW auto parts and tires and consumer goods, and it helped reduce truck congestion in Charleston and boosted industrial growth in the upstate region. So there's a benefit not only to, hey, we've gotten a little bit of congestion out of the port and we now have some space to really bring in more ships and get those things moving through quicker, but then it also is going to give us more jobs a little further upstate. Fort Worth, Texas has one called Alliance, Texas. It's one of the largest inland ports in the U.S. Integrates with the airport, with the rail, intermodal yard, and a massive warehouse distribution space. So that attracted folks like Amazon and FedEx and other logistics. This could be something that we could see. I know UPS obviously flies out of the airport, so we could see that certainly happen. Then there's some other options, and there's some other things happening In other areas of our country where an inland port kind of makes that relief valve happen for your waterfront. So I think it's a great idea. I am going to look at Google Maps today and try to figure out where that port might be coming to. Let's see. We talked about the flood-prone homes. We've talked about, of course, what's going on with the tax burden and DOGE. And we've got some good news coming up a little bit later in the program. I do want to talk about Escambia County School District and what's going on in our Escambia County schools. And because it's something that I have not heard anybody really talk about yet. There are some pretty incredible stats that have come out about Escambia County schools, not just them, also about University of West Florida. Some program was announced at University of West Florida yesterday that just warms my heart. But speaking of warming my heart, let's talk about coffee. PJ, are you a coffee drinker?
Yeah, I love my coffee.
Okay, so yeah, I do too. Are you a Starbucks person? Do you do Starbucks anymore? Or are you kind of stay
drowsy
there?
Poet.
Drowsy
I like
poet.
Going there.
Yeah,
Starbucks occasionally.
Starbucks is kind of like, if I have to, I will.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's so many. I don't know how this many coffee shops stay profitable. I mean, there seems to be one on it. And
you got Scooters,
Coffee and Eye Guy, Mark Tegenkamp. They do a great job there. He was talking to him recently. He's another one of our sponsors for that Sportsman's Night Out event, and he was telling me recently, we're number one in volume in the whole community. I was like, how? There's a coffee shop. Number one, he's got two right across from one another, but there's the Lucky Goat just opened up down the way, and you've got but Starbucks now has I guess seen the light. Their CEO says that 4-minute coffee is coming back. They call it the Green Apron service model. They're going to kind of use smart queue technology, a little bit of AI, and try to get people through quickly. It says directs baristas in order prioritization to ensure walk-in customers aren't left watching mobile orders pile up. Have you ever? That's one of the things. If you've gone to a Starbucks recently, you can place your order. Someone comes in, and then they just pick those up and walk out the door. And you're like, wait a second.
Yeah, I was here first.
I've been here for like 10 minutes, and guy just going on. So, there's this real idea that, hey, we're going to get coffee back. We're going to become your neighborhood coffee shop again. Same store sales have fallen 4% this year. Following 4% this quarter in quarter two, following a 3% drop in quarter one. Global comparative store sales have also softened, especially in China. Labor turnover remains a challenge. Of course, that remains a challenge with everybody. Finding good people that know how to spell a name right is incredibly important and so hard. My name, Craig, I mean, PJ, I'm assuming, do you say PJ when you get coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean.
They haven't messed it up yet.
They haven't messed it up yet. No. Oh, yeah. I cannot tell you how many times. I don't know. Maybe I am not clear in my communication. Greg is almost always what's on my mugs. Greg.
Mm-hmm.
One time I had Cray, C-R-A-Y, like crayfish, I guess crawfish. I don't even know. I was like, are y'all trying to now just make it? Is this a game? Is it fun? Do you enjoy it? I mean, I love it. Sometimes I want to be the guy that Starbucks has named me for that. Their goal is, hey, let's get out coffee as fast as we can and hope that we can start becoming your local coffee shop. I don't know that it's going to work. I got to be honest with you. I think I don't necessarily, if I'm going inside a coffee shop, I'm normally not there to just get out and run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there for a meeting. And if I'm going to do that, I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to go Bodacious. I'm going to go, Coffee Guy. I'm going to go Drowsy Poet. I'm going to go there. I think it was at Drowsy Poet yesterday. Had a meeting like an hour. Why? Because you're sitting down, you're having coffee, you're having conversation. That's where I get that speed's important. I just don't know that it's going to make that difference for Starbucks in moving up. So we'll see. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. But I'm drinking mushroom coffee this morning. So my wife got me on the mushroom coffee. It's somewhat coffee-esque. It's coffee adjacent. But it ain't.
Are there mushrooms in it?
Oh yeah. It's like a mix. It's basically, there is no actual coffee in it. It's just mushrooms.
Oh.
Yeah. Lion's mane. And I don't even know what they are.
So there's no pick-me-up value?
Oh, there's pick-me-up value, but I'm not a coffee guy. I'm a coffee guy, but it doesn't do anything for me at all. Mm. I can drink it right before I go to bed. Not a problem. All right, guys. Craig Heisman sitting in for Andrew McKay here at News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be back.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Vladimir Putin's getting ready. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He's just held a meeting with other top Russian officials preparing for tomorrow's summit in Alaska with President Trump, who keeps pushing to end the Ukraine war.
I'm here to stop 6,000, 7,000 people last week. 7,213 people last week were killed. Mostly soldiers.
The president says he wants a second meeting also with Putin that Ukraine's leader might attend.
Vladimir Putin wants more land in eastern Ukraine ahead of the summit, and European leaders want a ceasefire before any talk of ceding territory is discussed.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
Fresh off a call with President Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in London today to meet with Britain's prime minister. Keir Starmer reiterated there can be no negotiations without Ukraine at the table.
Now, Zelensky announced this morning Ukraine's been given $1.5 billion in new American weapons to keep battling Russia, bought and provided by European allies. It's another morning with a lot more law enforcement on patrol in Washington, D.C.
Officials say 800 National Guard troops and 500 federal law enforcement agents are being deployed to the city. They're expected to have a 24/7 presence on the streets, but just for 30 days. Current law says the president can deploy agents for that long. But he says he's going to Congress.
We're going to be asking for extensions on that, long-term extensions, because you can't have 30 days.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says, contrary to President Trump's claims, crime rates in D.C. have dropped in recent years.
That's Fox's Jill Nito. Some residents have been out protesting the crackdown. A man who threw a sandwich at federal agents was arrested and charged with felony assault. Three sheriff's deputies said to be shaken up, but okay. After they were injured by shrapnel as they executed search warrants.
When the deputies and investigators approached the door, just soon after that, they were met with gunfire.
Pennsylvania County Sheriff Michael Taylor says that gunman is now in custody after a standoff. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
We already have a big stockpile of oil in case of emergency. Now this.
An executive order directs federal health agencies to begin filling a strategic pharmaceutical ingredients reserve, stockpiling the most commonly used ingredients used in essential medications. President Trump says the reserve will insulate the U.S. from the concentration of foreign-made drugs and will encourage more domestic production. He also says stockpiling the pharmaceutical ingredients is lower cost and has a longer shelf life than the finished drug products. The order calls for a six-month supply of the ingredients needed to make critical drugs identified by emergency and response officials. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, next hour we'll get another inflation update, gauging wholesale prices this time after Tuesday's better-than-expected report on consumer price inflation. And ahead of that on Wall Street, stock futures are mixed following another record-high close for the NASDAQ. Same for the S&P 500, while the Dow surged up 463 points. Tennis star Serena Williams has retired, but her older sister Venus keeps playing.
The U.S. Open has announced its singles wild cards for 2025. Venus Williams will make her 25th main draw appearance at the age of 45. The two-time champ makes her return to Grand Slam tennis after a two-year absence. She'll be the oldest entrant in singles at the tournament since Renee Richards was 47 all the way back in 1981. She's won seven major singles championships, including the U.S. Open twice, 2000 and 2001. Jay Berman, Fox News.
In baseball, the Brewers keep winning.
And that's a fair ball down to the right field corner. Two runs will score, and Contreras comes through.
William Contreras drove in four of Milwaukee's 12 runs and a 12th straight win on FanDuel Sports Network. The Brewers beat the Pirates 12-5. Baltimore edged Seattle 4-3, snapping the Mariners' eight-game win streak. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning, 6:05 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is partly cloudy. We've got 78 degrees this morning. Starting out, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Thanks, David. Traffic is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Taking a look at the big board right now, we have the front gate of NES Pensacola. Duncan Road is backed up to about Interbay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Well, Escambia County cutting the ribbon today on a new library in Brownsville. That's over at 3300 West DeSoto in the old Masonic Lodge. It's housed in an 8,000-square-foot facility. It'll have space for multi-use space for community events, the library, of course, and a cafe. It'll offer high